right, so today is the day. It began at 6 o'clock this morning. Canadians can begin applying for emergency income support benefits. This is a big announcement we heard Justin Trudeau make, what was it, like 2 weeks ago now, when he said it was like $71 billion, mm-hmm. right, that they're putting out. And ultimately, Canadians should be getting $2,000 for at least the next 4 months, so 16 weeks, right? Yes. We wanted to reach out to a lawyer. His name is Alain Deschamps.
Yeah, Alain works at Éducalois.
Yeah, good morning, Alain. So today is the day that people can begin, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's for people today, actually, for people born in January, February, and March, and they're going to go through the week and changing the months so okay. it doesn't overload the site.
Okay, so first things first, what is the website for people to apply?
You're going to be able to go on the Canada.ca website, and you're going to see a link for the CERB application, and you're going to be doing that through the Canadian Revenue Agency's website.
And you have to have a CRA account, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, and what is the deal? You have to have been laid off after March 15th, is that true?
Yeah, the thing to you have to really keep in mind for the CERB is you're going to have lost your work due to COVID-19 after March 15th. And then there's two other important numbers to remember. One is you're going to have not been working for 14 days. And lastly, you're going to have made $5,000 in employment revenue, whether it's self-employed or as a normal employee, over the last year. And that you can have made that money outside of Canada as well. So if you were in the States and you came back, you're going to be eligible.
Okay. You had to have been laid off after March 15th.
Mm-hmm.
It had to have been 2 weeks, basically, that you've been right. laid off. And you have mm-hmm. to have made at least $5,000 last year.
Yeah. And in those 2 weeks, you can't have been paid. So if you've had reduced hours, if you're still working, you're not going to be eligible.
So can I ask okay. you a question? If someone got laid off a couple of days ago, they don't qualify, or they don't qualify for another 2 weeks?
If you've been laid off a few days ago and you know you're not going to be working for 2 weeks, then you're also going to be eligible. They say if you anticipate not being paid for 2 weeks. So you're going to have to just have a 2 week period either in the past or you anticipate it to be 2 weeks in the future.
Okay. So you mentioned, let's say you meet all of that criteria. If your birthday mm-hmm. is in January, February, or March, today is your day mm-hmm. that you can apply online.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
And then it continues as the week goes on. So tomorrow it would be April, May, June.
Yep. And then you go on. And then I think over the weekend, it's going to be, you can apply it for no matter what month. But I think they really want to make sure that the website is not going to crash by the probably millions of people who are going to be applying.
But yeah. like, let's be real, it's probably going to crash anyway. Like,
I mean, let's hope not. You know, they've been working on it for a few weeks, but we'll see how it goes. I'm still waiting to hear from a few friends who have done it, how their experience was.
Ellen, what if you've already applied for EI?
If you've already applied for EI and you stopped working before March 15th, you're going to get your normal EI. If you've applied for EI and you stop working after March 15th and you haven't heard back yet, don't worry about it. Your application is going to get converted into the CERB automatically, and then you're going to get the 4 months of the CERB.
All right. And what if you're a student? I know Justin Trudeau mentioned that students mm-hmm. aren't exactly covered or supported in all of this mm-hmm. financial help.
Yeah, the tricky thing for students and for other people who are already out of work and who can't find work now is that for the CERB, you had to have lost your job due to COVID-19. So if you already weren't working mm-hmm. and you can't find a job now, you're not going to be covered. There's other options. You can maybe look into social assistance from the Quebec government. I know there's going to be the GST rebate that's been increased that's going to be available if you file your taxes now. But at the moment, it doesn't seem like students are in a really great position for getting relief.
Yeah, it's a little tough because I know some students who didn't work a ton of hours, but they worked mm-hmm. enough to pay their cell phone and their car payment and that kind of mm-hmm. thing. And that's mm-hmm. no longer the case, right?
Yeah, that's the unfortunate part for this. There's going to be some people who aren't covered by the CERB. And the government said they're aware of that. And
right.
hopefully they're going to be announcing something in the next few weeks for those people.
Okay, this was actually really helpful, Elaine. We really appreciate mm-hmm. it. Hopefully we can give you a call back if we have some more questions in the future or if people are reaching out to us.
Absolutely. I'm here to answer any questions anyone might have.
Okay, and just really quickly, are we calling it CERB or...
CERB?
Yeah, Justin Trudeau has said the CERB. I feel like okay. the CERB is a little bit of a strange moniker.
It really is. Whatever works, as long as people get some money. Thank you once again, Elaine.
Let's hope so. No problem. Have a great day.